You're listening to a Hindustan Times podcast brought to you by HT Smartcast.
Welcome to season 2 of our podcast Kicks for Free, in which we discuss all things football. I am Dhiman, and with me is my co-host Vivek.
Messi!
Last time this tournament was held, India were a little over 20 minutes from forcing South Korea into extra time in their bid to make the Asia Under 16 semi-finals. Had India won, they would have qualified for the 2019 Under 17 World Cup. As it turned out, Bibiano Fernandez's boys lost 1-0 and were out in the quarterfinals. It was the second time that India were a win away from a World Cup qualification. On the earlier occasion as well, in 2002, India had lost to South Korea. Can Fernandez's team do it this time?
The draw certainly hasn't been kind, because India have been grouped with Vietnam, Uzbekistan and Japan. The top two teams from each group qualify for the round of eight. But that said, you know, I'm not too sure whether India would have got any other draw that would have been kinder to them. But here's the thing, at the under 17 level, the gap is possibly the narrowest. Even if you're skin deep in the domestic game, you will know of games where Indian teams have held their own against teenagers who have gone on to win the men's World Cup. So there is hope. Even in the qualifiers for what will be the Asian Under-17 tournament this time, India beat Kuwait. Now, Kuwait is a team that has played the World Cup. In the finals last time, in 2018, India beat Vietnam and drew with Iran and China. So, these are results that you would not usually associate with the senior men's team. So, which is why I'm saying that there is hope.
Well, Dhiman, another edition of the Asian Age Group tournament is upon us, this time in Thailand. Many of these boys have been together since February 2022, training at an AIFF-organized camp in Goa. Before India kickoff against Vietnam at Pathum Thani, an hour's drive from Bangkok, on Saturday evening, we spoke to Fernandez, the former international, who's been involved with the Under-17 squad for over 6 years.
Hi, Bibiano. To start off with, coaches are really satisfied with preparations. They think that things can always be better. So knowing that, let's start by asking you, how ready is the team for the tournament?
Yes, from our side, we have to really worked hard, and there's always room to improve. Yes, if we have more time, then definitely there is always room to improve ourselves. Looking at the level of the competition and our boys, type of competition they have played and come into this tournament we are coming from to. So there is always room for improvement, but looking back at the preparation, Spain and Germany, I feel we are ready and we are raring to go for this championship.
Bibiano, India beat Vietnam under your coaching. I mean, if I remember right, it was Vikram Pratap Singh scoring a goal in the 86th minute or something in the Asian Under-16 finals in 2018. And early this year, India beat Uzbekistan 2-0 and lost 3-0 in another friendly. Now, Japan, we all know what Japan are capable of. They played the round of 16 in 2019 Under-17 World Cup, and they played the quarterfinals, if I remember right, in the 2017 World Cup, where they lost to England in the tiebreakers. Now, given that India is grouped with Japan, Vietnam and Uzbekistan, how do you look at this group? How do you look at the group that we are in?
We have played Uzbekistan and Vietnam. We played in 2018 where Vikram Bach was there. Yes, looking at the teams and mm-hmm. we have been following the teams very closely. And the Vietnam, you never know the generations, like, sometimes they are really, really good team. They have a very good team. And what we have been following, Vietnam and Uzbekistan and Japan, all the teams are really, really good. So accordingly, we have also prepared ourselves. And if we look back at our result in Europe, that gives us the confidence and motivation and self-belief that, you know, we are not an easy team and we are also there to qualify for the World Cup.
Right. India were in the quarterfinals in 2018. That meant that they were one win away from qualifying for the Under-17 World Cup. Is that a target this time around?
Yes, of course, step by step. First, we'll take one match at a time. And step by step, we will want to qualify for the quarterfinals as well. And then eventually qualify for the World Cup. So, but we are taking it step by step. We will look into the first match, Vietnam match. We will want what we want and then go into the second and third match.
So, Viviano, I mean, have you set yourself targets from each game? I mean, what are you looking at, let's say, from the Vietnam game? What are you looking at from the Uzbekistan game? And what are you looking at from the Japan game?
I believe every match, you know, every team who goes into these games, they go to win. There is nothing right. like a draw, you know, and you cannot go and play for a draw. You get a chance, you score a goal and you win the match. So every match we will go with a precautions and a balance in defense.
Right.
We also try to go and win the matches.
From what we know, and you can correct us if we're wrong here, but two of India's games are in this place called Pathum Thani, which is almost 1 hour away or a little longer from Bangkok, a city where traffic can be notorious. Does that mean you guys really have to leave early for these 7 p.m. kickoffs? How does that work? Or are all the teams staying in Bangkok and having to make the same journey?
Yes, not all the teams, but I think that we are divided into two hotels and 8 teams are staying in one hotel. So our group, all the teams are staying in one hotel. So it will be equally travel distance for every team we are playing.
Right. Okay.
Bibiano, could you talk us through how the squad was chosen, especially because in 2020, 21 and 22, there were no youth leagues in India because of COVID-19. How difficult was it to select the team that finished second behind Saudi Arabia in the qualifiers?
Yes, it was difficult, very, very difficult for us to start this squad. We started in last February and with the help of state associations and where the youth activities were on, like at that time, and it was just starting after COVID. It was difficult for us to, you know, to arrange open trials. So we tried to arrange open trials in every state as much as possible and get the team ready, at least the core team ready by May. That was our aim. And by May, we got our core team ready and we had to go into the SAF in Sri Lanka. And we were getting ready for that SAF and then we won the SAF. And then after the SAF, we had a little bit more time where we can, you know, make some changes as well. Maybe one or two, not much. And then we went into the qualifiers in Saudi. And boys did well. And you know, credit to them in this short time. And looking at back at their the competition they played, they hardly played any competition in those years, 2-3 years. And they hardly played any matches. Looking at that history, where they come from, like, you know, the lack of game insight and game understanding, game time, I'll give fully credit to these boys who made it up to here.
Have you added to the squad or changed any players after the youth league this year? In other words, how many players in the squad who were not part of either the SAF championship winning squad or the qualifiers in Saudi Arabia are part of this team?
Yes, after the qualifiers in Saudi Arabia, we all know that under AIFF organized Under-17 youth league all around India. And from there, the scouting head was appointed and scouts were appointed in every zone. And plus, you know, from their help, we got new 10 boys in our squad, in this squad, present squad, 10 boys are new. And, you know, every time in India, you do another tournament and you'll get another set of good boys as well. So, like, India has got such talent and India is so, you know, diverse in the country. And if you go anywhere, anytime, in especially in Northeast, you'll go or North side or anywhere, you'll get a boy where, you know, it can fit directly into the squad.
So, Viviano, I mean, when you're playing at the under-17 level, especially like you mentioned, with lack of game time, They can also be, you know, the ability to manage games, the maturity situations. These things become problems at this level. So you have 10 players who've not played a competition that way. They've only played friendlies. So how important was the tour of Spain and Germany to that effect? And what were your takeaways from those around 10-odd games?
One thing what we do in the training is, like, you know, we know the background of these boys in terms of lack of matches. They, right. they hardly have any matches. So what we do in our training is, like, our training is mostly, you know, a match-like training. So every exercise what we do is like a match where we put them into the match situation and come across all the situations they would come across in maybe in the matches. So okay. that is how we train these boys. And second thing is, like, about these matches we played in Europe. We uh-huh. set a target for every match. We set a target. Like, we take it as a first match. We tell the boys, okay, we are playing under 18 Atletico. And this is our first match of our AFC match. We imagine that we are playing against Vietnam. And this is our first match. And we need to win the first match in AFC. So this is how we approached every match, saying that this is our first match, this is our second match, and this is our third match we are playing against Japan. So taking the, you know, giving the boys target in every matches, and then we also told the boys, okay, this is last match we played against Augsburg, I think, yeah, in Germany. So second last match. So that was the match we said, okay, this is the now the quarterfinal match. And we need to win anyhow to qualify for the World Cup. So boys got motivated. They think about that, and that kind of pressure, we need to win anyhow. And that pressure, and then boys sustained that pressure and came out, you know, scored some good goals. And yeah, we know that it is training matches, but this is how we train our boys' brains to get ready for the competition.
Right.
I think Fernando Torres spoke to the team at Atletico Madrid. What were the kind of inputs that he shared? Are they too young to know who Torres is?
It was a moment to leave for these boys. Like, some of the boys told me, Fernando Torres is their childhood hero, and looking at him walking towards us and sitting to you know, next to you, it was a dream come true for everybody. And even myself and my staff also been looking to Fernando Torres in Premier League when he was playing for Liverpool. Mm-hmm. It was amazing to see him there and looking at him and, you know, wishing us. He spoke to us, wished us all the best for the Asia Cup, because he was training with the under 19. So, and he gave us some time and took some picture, and it was a moment to remember.
Any inputs that he gave to the strikers in particular, or anything that?
Nothing much of that sort, but he wished, generally he wished the team good luck.
Viviano, these kids are born in 2006 and 7. I'm surprised that they know so much about Fernando Torres. Because, like, you didn't mention Chelsea at Fernando Torres, because by then he'd possibly lost his pace, having reserved his best for Liverpool. But it's really nice to hear that these kids know... that Fernando Torres has a World Cup and possibly a European Championship and all these things. So it's nice. But, you know, how many in this squad now? These time you played around 10 odd games in Spain and Japan now, in Spain and Germany. How many in this squad do you think could have been part of the youth development systems at clubs like, let's say, Augsburg or Atletico or Real, all of whom you've played on this tour?
Absolutely, these boys showed the talent what India has, and the level, the games they played against Augsburg, against Atletico Madrid, and we have got so much of praise from their club side officials. Also, they came up and said these boys are really good. But if you see if these boys just train for another 5 or 6 months with these boys, with the European boys, they will match up the level. Absolutely. Right. Just, you have to be there at that level, playing every day, training every day at that level, and you come up to that level. So these boys are good enough. And only thing, the difference is In Europe, they play many matches and a good level matches. But in India, we don't get that kind of match number of matches in a year, and also the level of matches. That is the only difference I see from our boys and their boys. Otherwise, I think these boys are absolutely as talented as the other European boys.
Right.
Viviano, the squad has, I think, out of the 23, there are, of course, players from all parts of India, but 10 of them are from Manipur. Given the situation in Manipur right now, how are they coping with things back home? And also, this is the biggest competition of their lives. So, in preparation of the fact that they're having to deal with ethnic violence, curfews, no internet, and generally things being uncertain. So, what are you and the rest of the coaching staff telling these boys? These are really young boys. And so, in terms of dealing with all that's happening right now.
Okay, we have been talking to these boys regularly and asking about their families and, you know, showing some concern as of now. Although they say the internet connection is not that good and, you know, but they get news from their friends and relatives and saying that their parents and everybody is okay as of now. But I hope that issue resolves as soon as possible. But boys are okay and, you know, as of now, working hard and looking forward for the tournament.
Viviana, how do you motivate these boys? I mean, playing for the country is motivation enough. We all know that. But, you know, in such situations, when there's young boys, they are 16, one of your players is 15 years old. How do you get them to stay focused when something like this is happening back home, especially when you are away, you are not even in the country? How do you get them to focus on the task at hand?
Yes, we know what is at stake and we have worked for last 1 year, you know, and it has been a really big sacrifice from these boys staying here. Right. With me and, you know, away from their families, away from their brothers, like sisters, away from so many things at home. And I just remind them about the process and the procedure we went through for the last almost one and a half year. So and at the end, like, we have come so close and that we cannot just let it go. So that is the biggest motivation. And also qualifying for the World Cup, it's a come true for them and also for the full country dream. And then if we as a team along with the boys can give that dream to the country, it's nothing, you know, like that. So this is how we motivate them, showing them the future, you know, bringing the future in front of them and keeping them motivated, keeping them focused every day in the training session. And also the upcoming AFC matches.
Right. You know, finally, Viviano, many of these players will graduate to the under-19 level, which we understand because they'll get out of the under-17 level, and that's okay. But what happens after that is there's a big jump that needs to be made from the under-19 to the under-23 level. And you do not get enough games, obviously, with the senior team because you have not developed physically and all that. So, as somebody who's been involved with the youth teams from 2017, you've seen these players grow. You've seen Vikram Pratap, you've seen Rohit Danu, you've seen all of them grow into players. I mean, what do you think needs to be done to sort of solve this problem? Once they are over 19, what do they do? Because there are not enough games. You mentioned lack of games, you know, even at the 16 level. So, what do you think should be done to sort of bridge this gap? So that they get enough games and they mature.
What I feel is these boys has to be guided properly. The first thing they want to go is ISL from here, which is, I don't think it is a good idea. They should go to a club or to lower leagues, like maybe even I-League, maybe even second division.
I-League, second division? Okay.
I-League also, where they can play matches every year. Like at least 40 competitive matches, not even practice matches. So if these boys are guided properly, like, you know, this after this under-17 competition, they should be going and investing their time to play, not just good to go and sit in the ISL. That is it's not that they cannot make it into the ISL. There will be one or two players who can really, you know, be strong, mentally strong, with their strong brains, they can still make it into the ISL, but not full time, but here and there, like how Vikram was doing. But if they go to I-League and if they go to second division I-League and keep on playing, they will invest more time in themselves. That is the only difference I see.
Right. Well, Viviano, thank you. Thank you for your time. And, you know, here's wishing you and the boys all the best. You took India to the quarterfinals last time. Here's hoping you make it to one more step and, you know, you and the boys make history. So, best of luck again. And thank you your time.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you, Viviano.
Thank you.
That was it for this episode. If you want to reach out to us, you can find us on our Twitter handles at Vivek9301 and at DemanHT. If you're a true football fan, you cannot not subscribe to Kickoff, our weekly newsletter on the World Game, which hits inboxes every Friday. For more updates on this podcast, follow HT Smartcast on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and LinkedIn. And to listen to more such podcasts, log on to htsmartcast.com.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HT Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.htsmartcast.com.